Americans think of baseball as their national sport, and so do Cubans. Baseball came to the Caribbean island in the 1860s, brought by American sailors and Cubans who studied in the United States. The baseball season there starts in November. But as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports, talking about baseball is a year-round sport.
If you think they take baseball seriously in the U.S., listen to this. This place is called La Esquina Caliente, or the Hot Corner, and it's located in Havana's Central Park. Every day, dozens of sports fans come not to talk, but to argue. They form in small clusters, and the debate at times gets personal. One man calls another a liar repeatedly. They're talking about stadium attendance in other countries. It doesn't seem like something worth getting upset about, but the people here have heated talks about everything connected with sports, and most particularly, baseball. Reynaldo Estrada comes here every day.
Baseball is part of the patrimony, the tradition, the culture of this country. It's part of our roots. It's our national passion. It's what everyone talks about. It's our national sport.
This grouping is part of a wider Cuban tradition called a peña. Sports fanatic and self-confessed amateur historian José Rosales explains.
The peña is a place where a number of people get together to analyze, debate, and discuss a certain subject. This is a sport peña, but there are literary ones and cultural ones.
He says he thinks the other peñas may have a more measured tone. In another group, the subject inspiring discussion is Cuban-born Orlando El Duque Hernandez with World Series champions, the Chicago White Sox. Over the years, there have been dozens of defections by Cuban ballplayers to the U.S. Jack Estable says Cuban fans follow their careers faithfully.
El Duque was a pitcher here. He had loads of fans. He defected from the country and he ended up in the U.S. with the Yankees. He was a champion with the Yankees 3 years in a row. He's broken records. And there are lots of other Cubans playing in the big leagues, too, that we follow.
Though American games aren't shown on state-run television, the fans here sneak into hotels or go to homes that have illegal satellite hookups. Cuba's baseball season starts in November. There are 16 teams here and at least four really good ones, which include Havana's team, Industrial. Orlando Valle is one of the leading members of this peña.
This is getting hot here, and people are fanatical, not just from Havana, but from the provinces. People come from all over the country, and each one defends his team.
In fact, there are similar, if possibly less vociferous, sports peñas in many cities across Cuba. People here try and avoid any political talk, but sports in Cuba, like many other things, are affected by the wider political context. One of the hot topics on this day is the participation of Cuba's national team in next March's World Baseball Classic. It's being held in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. And when Cuba participates, its top players will face off against major leaguers for the first time since Cuba played the Orioles in exhibition games in 1999. Despite the colorful confrontations, everyone here says there are no physical fights. And even after insults are traded, they clap each other on the back and then start to argue about something else. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.